Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Batter up.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to A Pod of Their Own's Mensch of the Week. I am Allison McCaig, and I am joined this week by my lovely co-hosts, Linda Sarovich. Hello, Linda.
Hey, Al.
And Maggie Wiggin. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Allison.
So this week's Mensch of the Week, the first Mensch of the Week of 2024. No. There's been one more, I think.
Yeah, there was.
Yes. The second Mensch of the Week of 2024 is Rachel Balcovic, who continues to be a trailblazer in many, many ways. But the latest way is that she recently became the Marlins director of player development, which the Marlins announced earlier this month, which is very exciting. They are, you know, reshaping their front office in the aftermath of Kim Ng's departure. And, you know, obviously, like, that was like Kim Ng leaving was like, you know, one trailblazing woman leaving, but another has joined their front office in a different role. And I believe that Rachel Balcovic is the first woman to be head of player development of a Major League Baseball team. So that's very exciting.
But what's I find weird is as much of a hot mess as the Marlins are on the field, usually, like, behind the scenes, they're pretty progressive. Like, they're the ones leading the charge on this, which is, of all the organizations in Major League Baseball, I did not expect it to be the Marlins.
I will say, cynically, I feel like there's a Moneyball aspect to it. And, like, that's probably my, I mean, my reflexive bias. And it probably also reflects, you know, an underlying bias about women, which is wrong. But, like, I feel like sometimes they do hire women because they are cheaper. But in this case, I think they are both overly deserving, that the Marlins, you know, should have been the 10th team to bring on both of them. And Kim Ng still doesn't have a new position, does she?
I thought that she...
She does. I hope so.
Does she work in Major League Baseball now?
Well, she did before.
Did she go back to it?
No. I thought, no, it's not.
Okay. I won't take away from Balcovic's moment here, though. Kim Ng has had many, many conversations of her own. But yeah, I mean, I worry that not every team is doing it for the right reasons, but I am very happy that it's happening. And, you know, I think a team like the Marlins that has a lot of young players as usual. It's an opportunity to really to show off this immense amount of knowledge that she has and her experience that she's built up in the Yankees org. I think it's a really exciting opportunity.
Yeah, for some reason, I had a false memory of her landing somewhere else, but she hasn't yet. It's interesting that we're celebrating, you know, this moment as is deserved for Rachel Balcovic in a moment when, you know, Kim Ng didn't just depart the Marlins. She departed the Marlins because they were trying to hire a president of baseball operations over her. Yeah. Like basically tried to demote her more or less. That not really, because they weren't going to, like, her title wasn't going to change. She wasn't going to actually get demoted, but previously she reported to no one.
So one step forward, two steps back.
Yeah, but it's still really cool that Rachel Balcovic gets to serve in this role, because she was the first woman to do several things, including this. She was the first woman to be a full-time manager of a major league affiliated team. She was the first woman to serve as a full-time hitting coach in an MLB organization, which, you know, we know that because she was doing that with the Yankees before this. And she was the first woman to serve as a full-time strength and conditioning coach in affiliated baseball. And for those of you who don't, like her backstory, kind of how she broke into the league, it's, you know, it speaks exactly to the type of stuff we talk about on this podcast all the time. You know, in 2013, she was waitressing and working at Lululemon, and she wanted to break into baseball, having been a softball, Division I softball player, and having, you know, the appropriate educational background. But she applied to a lot of positions and kept getting rejected. And then she changed her name on her resume and email address from Rachel to Ray. And instead of saying that she had been, that she was a Division I softball catcher, she said that she was a Division I college catcher and did not specify that it was softball, so that she picked a more gender neutral name, and she de-emphasized the softball part and removed it from her resume, and then she got hired after that.
Like magic.
Yeah, like, oh, funny how that works. The same qualifications, but all of a sudden she got hired.
Well, she got interviews after that, phone interviews, and then once people heard her voice, then she only got offers for women's sports.
Oh, of course.
We didn't see it after Kim Ng hired. Like, there wasn't all of a sudden an influx of women GMs, but I'm hoping, you know, maybe this, and the more women get their foot in the door, the more, you know, it normalizes it. So even though it just seems to be the Marlins right now, and then the Giants have Alyssa Nation, but, yes. And at least they did consider her for the manager's job. They did, ultimately did not hire her, but at least she got consideration, which is, you know, a sad step forward, but it's a step forward. But hopefully, you know, the more this happens, that it does finally lead to more and more women getting in baseball instead of just, you know, a choice few at this point.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
On field manager, baseball type roles are, you know, I think a lot of people are like on the surface cool with the idea of a woman like doing business stuff.
Yeah.
But I think there's still a lot of low-key, even among, like, progressive people, this feeling of, like, well, if you haven't actually done it, is it, like, is it the same thing? Do they really understand? Can they, you know, are men going to take instruction from women? And, like, I mean, obviously, we all know the answers to those questions, but having them demonstrated in real time is not a bad thing, and I mean, I hope it really is. I feel like that is going to be such a hard bias to overcome, and it's a good start so far.
And that clubhouse culture too thing, like that's a man's, but didn't we even see it recently? A whole clubhouse culture. I can't remember what the issue was. Oh, it was about, you know, it's like what can be, what's on the record and what's off the record and how.
Right.
The clubhouse is a sacred space. And so I don't know if like this whole culture still is, you know, that welcoming.
I mean, look, I don't think the Braves are going to have any female on field leaders anytime soon.
Yeah, I will certainly eat my hat if the Braves are the first organization to ever hire a woman to manage them. That's
oh my god, make us look
stupid, sure.
Braves,
please. That'd be great.
Bitter words, drooling morons.
Yeah, but I would be very, very shocked. And yeah, I mean, I think that a big part of this too. I think that obviously women face these challenges in every sport when it comes to being on field coaching staff of like. Like men coach women all the time, but rarely does the other way around occur. However, I think in baseball, it's extra like challenging because of the separation between softball and baseball. Because it like soccer, for example, it's the same game that they both play, right? So like if you're a woman who has played soccer before, you haven't played against men, you haven't played men's soccer, but you've played the same game that the men are playing. Whereas you could like argue that she has on field playing experience in softball, but it's not the same game as the men are playing.
Which is dumb, but
it's silly.
Yeah.
But you know,
they will make it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But as it turns out, people can learn a lot about the games that they don't personally play themselves at the highest levels. People can be very good at teaching all kinds of things. And, you know, I gestures aimlessly everywhere. Like, just...
I mean, listen, most of the general managers of teams have not played the game. Let's be real.
Maybe Little League and that
maybe.
Was it.
You know,
or they coach their son's little league game.
Yeah. But I do think that and this is not just about, you know, her gender, but I think that this this hire also speaks to a cool youth movement that's happening. I mean, Rachel Balcovic is only 36 years old, and David Stearns is how old? Similarly aged, I think, right?
He is the same age as me. We are 38.
Yeah, yeah. So we have like pretty young people like taking on
very young. We're very young.
They're all young, Allison.
Young people taking on, you know, leadership roles that are like fully in charge of teams, or fully in charge of player development operations, as is Rachel's case. It's cool. It's exciting.
It's also, I mean, I feel like this is also a generation that it's sort of like the whole digital natives, digital immigrant conversation of like analytics, where it's not like the kind of leaders of baseball today have kind of come of age where analytics has already been introduced. And there's lots of healthy, active debates going on about it all the time. And I think that that kind of background, you know, gives a real open-mindedness to it, because it's not like there's ever been a time where, you know, where she was managing or strength training or whatever without analytics.
Yeah.
So you just kind of learn how to, you know, incorporate that. And there's no kind of drama or larger issues around it. It just is what it is.
This isn't the general managers, like this isn't the front office interns like trying to get buy-in from leadership on these things, right? Like leadership already knows these things and is in on it.
Again, there's no learning curve. Like they're just, that's what they're used to now. And they can like put their own spin on it, or, you know, develop it further, or, but at least they have that baseline knowledge now and then just take it to the next level.
Like they learned how to code in college. Like they already know these things, which is cool. So yeah, that Rachel Balcovic is the mensch this week. You know, she continues to be an amazing trailblazer, and, you know, an amazing role model for young women looking to break into the game. Which is,
and
which
you
is
know,
really
it's
cool.
Just going to be the first of many. Like she's got multi mensch written all over her.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. A lot to look forward to with her.
Yep. So that does it for this week's Mensch of the Week segment. You can go to homerunapplesauce.com to check out all of our fantastic pods. You can support our work by going to patreon.com/homerunapplesauce. You can follow Home Run Applesauce on social media at @HRApplesauce on Twitter and Instagram. You can contact this show by email, aa.apodoftheirown@gmail.com. We are also on social media. We are @apodoftheirown on all of the apps. You can follow each of us on Twitter and Blue Sky. I am @PetitePhD. Where are you, Linda?
@LindaServage.
And you, Maggie?
@Maggie162.
Please subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. Just search Home Run Applesauce and you should find us right there. The original intro and outro music to this podcast is by Bunga. Let's go Mets. And don't forget, there's no crying in podcasts.